How did a young boy from Lugano become an international boogie-woogie ambassador?
It's a short question, but has a long history. Okay, the first time I hear boogie-woogie, I was a little guy. I don't remember, perhaps 2 or 3 years old, because my father, he plays himself like 20 instruments, and he had a lot of records at home. So I was listening to these records with these big piano players, black piano players on the cover. So I was very fascinating of that covers, and then I listened to this piano music and I found it right away very happy and very the rhythm is, you know, it's a moving rhythm. It's very nice to hear boogie woogie. It's something moving for children. It's very attractive. So I also jumped on the piano and I wanted to play like that. So I started to play along to these piano players. And then in school also I could play at the school and like little concerts. I had 6 years of training of classical music, but I always was playing boogie woogie. So every piece turned out to be a boogie woogie. Like now on my new record, I recorded like the Nutcracker, Tchaikovsky, and I recorded it on boogie woogie style. So,
if I can quickly ask you basically a definition of boogie woogie. I know it's sort of based in blues.
Yeah, exactly.
But what is the sort of the evolution? How does it? Where does it fit on the musical family tree compared with ragtime, compared with stride, for example?
Yeah, actually the boogie-woogie comes out directly from the blues. That's a 12-bar blues played fast. So the start goes back to the last century in the beginning. And in the beginning, the name was not yet boogie-woogie. It was like fast blues or dirty dozen or 8 to the bar. So that was the definition. And the first piano player who gave the name boogie-woogie was Clarence Pinetop Smith in Chicago, 1928. So that was the first time a record came out with the name boogie-woogie on it. And along to his music, this piano player, he described how the dancer should play it. So when he make a break, the dancer should not move, and when he restart to play the boogie, the music, then they danced along to the boogie woogie. So that's actually the first time came out. This poor piano player, he died after a few months.
He was shot, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was shot in a bar.
And not for playing badly.
No, he was actually one of the most the best piano players. He had a terrible character also, and so some histories you can hear that perhaps he was shot by other piano players. And and you ask me about the jazz, about the history of this music. Actually, boogie woogie is the most direct form of jazz to Africa from the black people. So actually, you were talking also about ragtime and stride. Ragtime and stride comes out from a march, from a 2-4 bar, and that's from the Europe. So that was an influence of Europe in the music, played by the black. But boogie woogie is properly only for the black. So it's come out from the blues that was invented. And then of course you have other type of music that can come into the style, like country, or later on the boogie woogie became rhythm and blues when you add a saxophone to it. And from rhythm blues came out the rock and roll. So in the 50s, basically rock and roll is nothing other than the boogie woogie that changed the name for the white to sell even more records, because the big boom of boogie woogie was in the late 30s to late 40s. That was the big boogie woogie craze, and after it turned to be a white thing with rock and roll.
What's the situation like now? Is it bigger in Europe than the States?
Exactly, you're right. There was a revival in the 70s in Europe with some piano players like from Netherlands, from Germany, and also from Switzerland that they started to play this style of music that was a little bit forgotten. So this was the first revival, and now we are getting to a new revival of the boogie woogie. So you can hear even now in the radio, you can even hear a lot of rock and roll and boogie woogie style again. So, and there is also a lot of younger people that listen to this style of music now.
I'm looking down the list of the players who are playing at the international festival this weekend.
Yeah,
most are from Europe. Is that because it's easier for them to come here than flying? Or is it because the big players at the moment are all European?
The flying tickets are cheaper. No. Actually, of course, we European, we have a good connections. Like all the players here, it's like a big family. So like the German guy, he organizes a festival up in Hamburg. And so he invites me and I invite him here. And so it's a little like we invite each other at our festivals. And there is like a big Boogie Woogie family. But also in the US, there is a revival of this now. And some younger Boogie Woogie players come out. So it was a little bit forgotten because they went first more to rap music or other things. But now there is a back to the roots going on.
What gave you the idea for an international Boogie Woogie festival 10 years ago?
Yeah, that was my idea. Principally also because I was invited to other festivals. So then the other piano players asked, what about if you organize a festival down in Lugano, where you live? And I was thinking, yeah, why not? Actually, we have a lot of festivals here, but no festival is dedicated to the blues piano, so and to the Boogie Woogie piano. So I started in 2002, inviting for friends with a smaller hall, and we fill it up, and it was more and more successful. I'm very happy about this, that I could share this music with a lot of people.
How difficult is it when you are playing with another pianist? How difficult is it? Does there a lot of improvisation going on? Or?
Yeah, sure. It's that was like in the 20s, in the 30s, in the little bars in America, in the United States, they had always two pianos, or they had one piano with two piano players. I think that comes from because there were so many musicians, so they had to share a piano, and they played along together. And it's like a language, you know. It's a lot of improvisation, like you say. That's right. So it's like a communication. You have the same rhythm, you have the same key, and then just go on and play together. Of course, we have also melodies that matches, but the most is improvisation.
A lot of people play Boogie Woogie, but not everyone plays it very, very well. What makes a great pianist?
Yeah, you are right. Actually, there are a lot of piano players that say, oh yeah, I play Boogie Woogie, but then of course they know 2-3 songs. Of course, it's very, very hard with the left hand. The most of the work is done on the left hand. It's very, the rhythm and you have to keep the same rhythm and to make like a train, and this is the and then with the right hand you do the riffs. Yeah, it's a virtuosity of keeping this tense, the tense of the music. The music lives from this. It's like in the modern music. Actually, every music you listen also today, from disco music, whatever, techno music, it works like to create this tense, this redundant rhythm that comes actually from Africa, because in Africa this is do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, always the same rhythm on the drums. That comes to the piano, and then with the roots from Boogie Woogie went to rock and roll, then we went to rock, and so this is very important.
I mean, it's demanding on the left hand. You're not worried about arthritis or anything? Your hands look okay, but...
Yeah. They're strong, you see? They're not typical piano man hands, but they are strong, and they had to keep this rhythm. Yeah.
I will never say that Boogie Woogie is easy, but there is, as you say, it's often based on this 12-bar template. It goes from, for example, C to then F, then C, then to G, then back to C, or whichever key you're in. So there is a bit of repetition in there. Is there a danger that Boogie Woogie can get boring for you?
Not at all, because in Boogie Woogie it can seem to somebody who doesn't know the style that's always the repetition, but actually you have a lot of different bass lines. You have a walking bass, then your hand goes up and down on the piano. You have a rolling bass that keeps the rhythm on the piano, and then of course you can add also jazz elements. What I like to do is to mix a little bit the Boogie Woogie with jazz elements, so to make it interesting.
And you compose as well?
Of course, yeah. I recorded until now 11 CDs, and so about the half of the songs I was composed, about the half of the songs are classical pieces from the 20s and 30s.
Who are your greatest influences?
I have a lot of records at home, and I cannot say I like them better Pete Johnson or I like the best Mid Lux Lewis. These are the two great piano players I love, with along with Albert Emmons, because they are also the most known piano players. But there are a lot of piano players, they also perhaps didn't have the chance to be recorded so much, but they are very interesting to hear.
What do you love so much about Boogie Woogie?
I can't explain. It's my life, you know. I play it since I'm a child, and I just love to play it. I love every week I play somewhere else, and it's my style, and it's just the rhythm. I like the rhythm, and this.
It is, when you're listening to Boogie Woogie, it's almost physically impossible not to move your feet.
Yeah, exactly. This foot stepping, and that the most beautiful thing is to see the people happy. Like when I go to a classical, I love classical music, but sometimes they are like sleeping. And at my concerts, they don't sleep. They just hear there and they're laughing. And that's nice to see when the people go out from a concert and everybody has a smile on the face. Like yesterday I played a concert and the lady, she lost her job. And she was so down, and after the concert, she told me, "Oh, I forgot my job. With your music, everything is fine again."